Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Felger and Mass.
Sport dork orgy. So sporty.
Oh, yeah.
So sporty.
Oh, yeah.
Sports and sports and sports. Sports in your face. Sports.
Felger and Mass.
Awesome.
98.5. The Sports Hub.
All right, again. Bad cell phones. Well, you don't have to stop. Bad cell phones singing Sunshine Day this week.
Hey, Paul.
Yeah,
so good.
Hi, Jim.
You're out on him.
Yes, I am. I'm done with Rob.
You heard that?
I'm out.
Paul Brill, Patriots Football Weekly, in our Town for Tire studios. Hi, Paul. Happy Thanksgiving.
I was stunned when you said happy Thanksgiving to you guys as well. But I was stunned when you said that Jim Murray, of all people. I mean, when I think Patriots fans, think Jim Murray.
And he's done with Rob Gronkowski.
I think he's the embodiment of that ultimate dyed-in-the-wool Pats fan. And he's out on Rob Gronkowski.
How do you feel about that?
I'm disgusted. I'm disgusted with you.
Most other Patriots fans are too.
Are you
out? On Gronk?
Yes.
No. I'm not out.
You're not tired of the drama, the nonsense. Is he going to play? Is he not going to play? Is he hurt? He's not hurt? Is he hurt? He travels with them to this game against the Tennessee Titans, but he doesn't ultimately play. You have Bedard here yesterday saying that, well, now it almost feels like it's up to Gronk whether he's going to play or not. I'm just done with the wishy-washy nonsense with this guy. He's missed like 30% of the games he could play in his career.
There's a lot of guys that do. How many games has that only missed in his career? You out on him?
No.
Oh, I didn't think so.
No.
As long as we're being consistent.
I'm tired of the drama with Rob Gronkowski, that's all.
Paul, do you think this is it for Gronk this year?
I do. But I don't think it's because he just doesn't want to play anymore. I think his body's beat up, and I think it's taken its toll. But, yeah, if you're asking me, I think this is probably going to be it. Maybe I would say a slight chance that he comes back. And a slight chance that maybe he comes back and plays somewhere else. But I think more than likely this is it for him as a Patriot.
So my concern level is, what does that mean for him in the last six games? What's his, the total buy-in if he's got one foot out the door?
I think if he's healthy, it's fine. I think he can still be. His days of being Gronk are probably over. I don't see him dominating the way he once did. But can he catch four or five balls? And, I think he's averaging about four catches and over 15 yards a catch.
Boy, we got there fast, didn't we?
I'm telling you.
When you say his days of being Gronk are over, like a year ago, he was all pro.
He was great. He was great. But I do think that it does go fast with guys like that get beat up. And how many? 9 surgeries, I think, with the back, the knee, the arm, the ankles. I mean, it's not just like one thing. Throw a concussion or two in there as well. He's taken a pounding over the years. He's such a physical player. He's been such a big part of the running game as well as the passing game. Yeah, I don't think it's disrespectful to say his days of being the dominant guy are over. But, can he do it on here and there the way he did opening day? Opening day, he looked the same, right?
Yeah.
I wouldn't be stunned if he came out of this bye week now. It's 3 weeks off. If he was more like he was opening day than most other weeks. But I don't think you're going to see that for 7, 8, 9 weeks that it would take to go.
Okay, so, Tommy Kern and others sort of tie this now into the overall future of the team, that if Gronkowski is not going to come back, odds on, what's Brady's commitment level to come back? If they retool the rest of the roster with all these contracts coming up, what's his commitment level? Do you think that this could be, as Kern said, the beginning of the end?
Yeah, I do think that you're in the midst of a rebuild here. Whatever happens with the high the highest end guys like Brady and Gronk, you know, who knows? I'd be really surprised if Brady wasn't still part of the equation. But you're going to see a different looking team. You have just, I mean, if you just look at all the different pieces. All of the wide receivers are in the last year of their contract except for Edelman. On the other side of the ball, you have guys like Devin McCourty, Jason McCourty, Patrick Chung. I would even throw Dante Hightower in there a little bit. Definitely. Because, you know, of his play and
big numbers and at the end.
And his body getting beat up as well. I think you're going to look, Trey Flowers is probably, you know, top three on that side of the ball minimum last year of his contract. You're going to see, I think, a drastically different team next year. You always do. Bill always sort of scolds us for saying about the turnover, and he just tells us, and he's right, it's like that every year in the NFL. That's what the league is. But I think a lot of the difference is a lot of those staple players that you've come to know over the last 5, 6, 7 years, a lot of those guys I don't think will be here much more than a year, if even they're back next year. I think you're in the midst of a rebuild.
I mean, so it sounds like you're buying in a little bit to what Tom Curran wrote earlier in the week.
Yeah, I didn't actually read the story. I know of it, and I know the premise of the story. And, yes, it sounds like I'm on board with what Tom wrote, which isn't always the case.
Okay.
I'd be the first to tell you, we butt heads a lot.
So those items on the table with you folks out there, handicap the chances the rest of the way here now.
Yeah, I still think that, and a lot of this is just the pure respect that I have for Belichick and Brady. I still think that they're a player in the AFC. I think that they have a chance. I don't think they're as good as they've been in the past. I've said that basically since day one. I don't see the depth that we normally rely on. I called it sort of the Noah's Ark offense. Noah wouldn't like it. They only have one of everything, right? And I think that they need all of those pieces. I think they need Gronk, Gordon, Edelman, Michelle, White. I think they need every one of those guys to not only be healthy and on the field, but reasonably productive. And I think that's really unrealistic at this point to expect all of those guys to go another 6-7 weeks healthy and productive.
Clean. So, but providing they can, you think then that the Patriots have the firepower to get in a shootout with these teams and come out? I mean, do you think they're going to win any games on defense? Are they going to slow any of these teams down?
No, I don't think that's going to be the case. And I know it's hard to sit there and say, well, I don't. You watch the Monday night game, right? And we all saw it. We all came away with the same impressions. I've been listening to everybody talk about the game for a couple of days. And you say, well, how can the Patriots compete with that? And your mind says, well, how can it? Well, they already did it. They already won 43-40. So they already showed they could get in a shootout with Kansas City and win it. I just don't think that's something you want to do on a consistent basis. I think that Kansas City scoring 40-plus in a rematch, to me, is more likely than you doing what you did, based on what you've seen in the other games. And I don't know if that's unfair.
No, that's totally fair.
You guys feel different about it.
Was that the highest scoring game for the Patriots this year?
Yeah.
And Kansas City's had like 4 or 5 of those, haven't they?
Yeah, and I just think that they did it without really playing all that well. They were really, I mean, Mahomes was off in the first half. He was flat out bad at times in the first half. He missed open guys. He threw a terrible pick to Hightower. They shot themselves in the foot, and they came out of the first half with 9 points. Nine. And they ended up with 40. And I think a lot of that same stuff that I just said you could say about Monday night. I mean, they turned the ball over 5 times. They had 13 penalties. I think they had 10 penalties in the first quarter. And then you're looking in the fourth quarter, they got the lead, and, you know, the defensive back drops an easy pick, or they win the game. And they end up in the 50s. First team ever to score 50-plus points and lose.
All right, how did you feel about Monday night and what it means for the league?
It was wildly entertaining, and I take it, you know, once every 5 years or so. So you I don't want to watch that every week, but I was with everybody else. I couldn't stop watching. It was the ups and downs. And I do think that what's been vastly underplayed is the amount of plays that were made on defense. I think both teams got a lot of pressure on the quarterback. And at times when they did, they caused problems and turned that into points. Now, the offense is dominated. I mean, it is what it is. I don't want to watch that every week where there's no real chance. You know, when you're looking at it and you're like, oh, wow, the Chiefs, yeah, they scored too early. Oh, Rams should have probably tried to take some more time off the clock. When you start talking in terms of dictating when you're going to score, not if you're going to score, there's probably something wrong. So I sort of feel like a lot of other people, but it was wildly entertaining. It was a great game to watch.
At no point did the defense control the pace of that game.
No.
At no point.
No.
It never happened. I mean, to me, that's the part that turns me off.
But the front did get pressure on both sides on a pretty consistent basis, and that's something to keep in mind.
Yeah, it's because they threw on every play. And those guys knew they didn't have to worry about the run.
Because they couldn't run.
Well, that's not true.
It's not true.
No, that's not true.
Would it Gurley had 12 carries or what, 30 yards?
Yeah, both teams, though, average about 5 yards a carry. They just
didn't
run
a lot.
I don't think
the Rams average 5 yards a carry.
I'll look it up.
Unless they got, like, a garbage run.
I'll look it up.
because every time they ran,
Gurley had one long run that probably altered that.
Yeah, because every time they ran, it was a favor for the defense. It put them in second and long.
Okay, Maz is going to try and introduce some facts, which is always dangerous. We actually frown on it, but be that as it may, that's what he's doing. We will take a break here and then come back with your calls on everything we just hit on. Anything you want today, because it's an agenda-free getaway day here on Felger and Maz.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help Line ma.org.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
What can we say about Felger and Maz that you haven't already screamed in your car?
Sit on that one, bitch, and spin.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Mahomes in the gun. Two-man rush. Six in the secondary. Shotgun snap. Mahomes drops back. Winds up. He's hit. He breaks away. Runs to the numbers. Throws on the run. Downfield. It's another interception. It's made right here by Joyner. Picked off at the 32. And that interception will effectively end the game, and the Rams are going to win it. Joyner picks off Patrick Mahomes at the 32 of Los Angeles. 13 seconds left, and it's 54-51, the Rams.
Explosive plays, did you get a chance at all to keep it last night's game between two explosive offenses?
I saw a little bit of it, yeah. Really, yeah, the Jets. That's my takeaway. Getting ready for the Jets.
Belichick really not that eager to discuss that Rams game. One last thing, Pip, on that. Do you fear that that's the direction of the league? Bedard thinks that's taking over the league, that that's the college game's coming and that's what it's going to be.
Yeah, I do think that that's kind of what it's going, and I do fear it a little bit because I don't think that we want to see Big 12 games in the NFL every week. I mean, once in a while you watch one of those games and you're like, wow, that was pretty cool. But you don't want to see that every week. And I don't think it's like this. I know a lot of people overreacted the other way. Like, oh, this is ridiculous. There's no this. There's no that. I mean, I think what you're seeing is you're going to need dynamic athletes making big plays. And, you know, I was just looking. Like, Tony had the game book up. Do you know there was seven punts in that game?
Yeah.
Right. Do you know how many punts there were in the Super Bowl?
One.
One. I don't even remember anybody saying this is like the end of football as we know it after right. The Super Bowl. Like, they actually stopped him once in a while, but the pace was just so fast on both sides, and they scored so quickly at times that there was a million possessions. So it ended up 54-51. I don't want to see that every week, but I don't necessarily think it's the end of the league as we know it.
Okay, we continue with your thoughts on everything here on an agenda-free getaway day. Justin in New Hampshire on football. Go ahead, Justin.
Hey, guys. So the scores in the NFL have gone up a considerable amount this year. Do you think that has anything to do with the fact that they've taken away from like D-lines, laying out quarterbacks and stuff like that?
Yes, sure. Absolutely.
I think it all counts. I think that kind of stuff, I think all the contact. You know, Andy Hart, my buddy, right? I love to make fun of him. He just is like, just add another 5 yards to the legal contact. Make it 10 yards. Give defensive backs a little bit more of an effort to be able to slow these guys down. It's that 5 yard chuck rule now.
Oh, I see.
Add another 5 yards. Make it 10 yards.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to have them killing them all the way downfield like the 1970s or anything. But you know, something to me, you need to adjust just the level of physicality. It's the crossing routes. How many deep crossing routes do you see now? And there's nothing you can do about it because you can't tackle the guy. You can't hit him. You can't discourage him in any way from coming across the middle. And if you do, it's going to be a penalty 9 times out of 10.
You know how I feel about it. I hate it. I hate it. I just, to me, part of the beauty of defense is intimidation. Like, that's it. Yep. Physicality, power. You smack guys around, and yeah, you're faster, but if you come in here, you're going to get hit. You can't do it anymore. They've Absolutely. Taken it away.
Okay, we've got Tom in the car with the football thing. Hi, Tom.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. A couple real quick things. You know, looking at these schedules of Kansas City, New England, and Pittsburgh, you know, barring key injuries, I don't see Pittsburgh being one or two at all. Their schedule is brutal. I mean, they could easily lose this week in Denver, because anybody goes out in Denver, they got to deal with that altitude, and that really impacts you in the second half.
Yeah, but let's not paint that out to be a tough game.
I'm a Pittsburgh fan. I don't see how they're going to get the number two seed, not with that schedule. No way. And then they got to play New Orleans. And even that Cincinnati game at home, Cincinnati may still be in the hunt for a wild card.
Okay, Tom, I'm just going to stop you there.
Tom showed his hand as a Steelers fan, because anybody that's going to paint the 4-6 Broncos and the, you know, 4-6 whatever the Bengals are, those aren't tough games. If you lose them, you choked.
Well, if you lose them, you're not a really good team.
Absolutely. And just like they should have lost on Sunday in Jacksonville, that's a typical Steelers loss. That's why they typically don't get to host the AFC Championship game, and that's why they don't ever fulfill their potential, because they lose games like they should have lost Sunday. Like, maybe they will lose in Denver. Don't paint that out to be a tough game. The Broncos stink. They're not a good team. There's no reason that Pittsburgh, if they're truly worthy of a bye, should go to Denver and lose.
Do you feel Pittsburgh's truly worthy of a bye? Do you buy in on them?
I'll let you know after the Patriots game. How's that sound?
Really?
I think it's going to come down to the Patriots game. If they lose that game, more than likely the Patriots are going to find a way to get the bye over them. I think Pittsburgh is good. I think their defense is improved from early in the season. But I still need to see it against Brady and Belichick.
I still think
Pittsburgh will do something stupid when it counts.
I don't think the caller's premise, though, is all that wrong. I don't think there's much space between those two teams.
Between
the Steelers and the Patriots.
I still think the seating's wide open.
That number two seed is wide open.
I think number one's wide open.
Yeah, I think Kansas City is going to get the one.
Okay, I mean,
unless you think the Patriots are going to go 6-0.
Well, I mean, if
and
that's
I don't think there's much chance of that.
You don't?
No. No, based on what I've seen.
Well, you are thoroughly dismissive of them going 6-0 down the stretch.
I think they have 3 games that they could possibly lose.
And is this week one of them?
No.
Oh.
I don't know. Do you know what the record out of the bye recently has been?
Hasn't been good.
4-3.
Yep, 4-3 from 2011 to 2017.
The last seven out of the bye, they're 4-3.
And the Jets have had 2 weeks. And I don't know if the Jets are good enough for this to matter.
Not.
But what's that?
They're just not. They just don't have the, like, to me, it's, if they had enough, I mean, you know what? You're right, because I'm going to talk myself right out of it. I said the same thing about Tennessee. I just don't see the offense.
Right. Oh, before, bull crap. Tennessee's way better than the Jets.
And all of a sudden, not offensively.
Yeah, way better.
No.
Way better.
No.
Way better.
No.
Way better than better coach.
Really. How many touchdown passes did Mariota have before that game?
I don't know.
Five.
Better than the Jets.
Five.
Better than
Darnold
the Jets.
Has 11.
Better. They're better than the Jets. Better, no. Better, better.
Man. They're comparable teams.
Okay, I'm putting this as a...
It's the next three you got to worry about. At Miami, at Pittsburgh, home against Minnesota. They could drop two of those.
Sam, word is strong, but I do not think the Jets have zero chance. Let me put it to you like that.
Yeah, zero's strong, but yeah. I don't. Yeah, they just don't have any offense.
Okay, is this Eustace? I don't know how to pronounce his name. Eustace?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Eustace.
It's regrettable that Kraft intervened on Garoppolo, and more recently when he allowed the veto of the Gronk trade. It would have been really interesting to see what this team looked like today if Bill was allowed full authority in managing the roster.
Eustace, why don't you ask our we have a member of the Patriots organization, the front office, right here with us. Why don't you direct your frustrations towards Paul, because he's partly responsible for this.
Yeah, I just want to congratulate my two buddies here that I've known for 30-plus years for completely making it fact that Bill Belichick is in love with Jimmy Garoppolo and would not have would have gotten rid of Brady and kept Garoppolo and Robert Kraft intervened. All of that is all fact because of my two best buddies here. Right?
Yeah, you guys right. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, well,
congratulations.
You're welcome.
Well, it's true.
And Eustace, if Bill had been able to run the thing, has been running the thing for 20 years, I don't know, would they be in a better position today?
They wouldn't be 7-3.
No, they wouldn't.
It would have been very interesting to see.
Well, I mean, I don't know if they'd have been 7-3. With Garoppolo here running the offense?
They wouldn't be 7-3.
I don't know. What games has Brady singularly been responsible for?
And What has Garoppolo been? Hey,
Garoppolo would have got hurt.
Okay, well, I mean, now you're. I mean, maybe would have gotten hurt, but I'm telling you, I don't think the quarterback.
Once again, it's like people just assume that what would happen with Garoppolo in San Francisco would happen here.
It happened here too. His play was very uneven.
So the coaching doesn't count. The system doesn't count.
So now Shanahan doesn't know what he's doing.
Well, he worked in the Patriots system, didn't he?
I don't know. Did he?
Did
he scored 21 points and they win a game? I mean, like, what did he do?
You didn't think Garoppolo was good here?
He was excellent for a half of the Miami game.
Okay.
He was average. I think he was average in Arizona.
Oh, I disagree with
he
that.
He was good in the Arizona game.
That was a good game.
He was great in the Miami game.
So if the other team doesn't miss a field goal at the end of the game and they lose, that's a great performance.
He was still
by
good.
Garoppolo.
Well, he's not responsible.
Good. That's what I said.
Yeah, he was good. Yeah.
That's what I said.
It was his first game as a pro. Okay.
Good. Hasn't always been good enough to win games with this defense.
Why does what Garoppolo did or has done under Shanahan. Why does that even matter when it comes to what he would have done under Belichick?
But I don't know what he would have done. I'm not like you guys. I can't just automatically assume what would have happened. That's
it would have worked.
You guys do.
It would have worked.
Well, so look, I don't know if they would have been 7-3 or 6-4. I think they'd be roughly the same. Okay, maybe a game here or there. But you would have maybe. And so I'm adding on the Gronkowski thing too, where I think the owner stepped in. So if you had traded Brady and Gronkowski, you'd be roughly in the same place. You'd win the division. Let's just put it like that.
I have to say that. I can't see a scenario in which they don't win the division.
And you'd have maybe three or four first-round picks in your back pocket or whatever else that you're able to rest out of someone for those players, and you'd be better set up for the next 10 years. Maybe not the next couple, but the next 10. So, I mean, I don't blame them for doing what they did, but that is the trade-off.
Mm-hmm.
That is a trade-off. And to me, for the trade-off to pay off, Brady's got to be fully invested. He's got to stick around another couple of years. He has to be fully invested. And that's what has frustrated me about him this year, because I don't feel he's like invested as he has been in the past. We continue with Paul Perillo here in our Town Fair Tire Studios on a getaway day Wednesday. So it's agenda-free, basically anything you want to get to, we will get to. We also go through some high school calls. Paul Perillo has a couple of requests that we're going to save for Paulie. Paul, he enjoys these as much as anyone. So stick around for some more calls here. We have Big Jim Murray with an update, and then we're right back with you.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Making sense of Boston sports.
There's no catching and no throwing. Anyone can play, no matter how hopelessly unathletic they are.
Felger and Mez, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Your phones with Paul E. Paul Perillo in our Town Fair Tire Studios. Chris in Plainville with the Patriots talk. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, I think Gronk would accept a trade to San Francisco for Mullins. I have two reasons for that. One, he's got good for Jimmy Garoppolo.
So hold on. You're already being laughed at, Chris, which is not promising.
For Mullins?
Meaning the quarterback?
I think.
Yep.
So their third string quarterback you want to trade Gronk for.
You're laughing. What if he's going to retire and you're going to lose him for nothing?
I'd rather lose him for nothing than
at least ask for C.J. Beathard.
Is he your new Brock Osweiler, Jim?
Yeah, a little bit. Chris, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Brock Beathard.
Here are the two reasons why. One, he's got good numbers when Garoppolo was here. Secondly, he can hook him up with some porn stars out in California.
Okay, oh, boom nice. And boom.
Guys, I'm sorry to step on your punchline, buddy.
Are you trading him for anything?
Oh, yeah. I would have done the trade in the offseason. From what I understand, they had, I think what the idea was heading into the draft, and I thought this was going to happen. I actually lost a bet on this. I thought they were going to trade him to get a first-round pick that was higher so they could get another first-round pick and move up
Mayfield
and get a quarterback.
Sure.
And, you know, based on, you know, again, this is sketchy because it's from Mayfield's agent. You know, you put two and two together. It was Mayfield. It was the guy. But I think that they identified one of those, I'm going to say three quarterbacks. I think Darnold, Rosen, and Mayfield. I think one of those three guys they really liked.
Mayfield.
I think it was Mayfield, but I don't know that for sure, and I haven't had anybody that's told me that. But I think that that was the idea. Trade Gronk, get another first-round pick, package first-round picks to get up higher, and then see if he could get the quarterback. I think that's what they wanted to do, and I would have been all in favor
me
of that.
Me too.
As much as I love Gronk, he's probably my favorite. This is going to surprise you. He's even more so than Drew.
Wow. Favorite Patriot player of all time?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's strong.
Yeah.
Strong to quite strong.
Certainly one of my all-time favorites.
So look, I mean, I don't think there's many justifiable returns. I mean, very few things would justify trading Rob Gronkowski. Let me put it like this. Getting the next quarterback is one of the few.
Yeah, you have a third-string quarterback, not necessarily something I'm
looking
at.
C.J. Beathard or Mullins doesn't do
it for you? A first-round pick so I can pick my quarterback. Yeah. Now, that's different.
Okay, should the Patriots be doing this? Should they be getting their next quarterback now and starting to develop him? Do you believe that that's the model and that's what they should be doing?
Yeah, they're going to have to do that soon. I think that you don't necessarily have to do it in this draft if there's not one of these guys. And I have not been overly fascinated with the guys that are generally getting all the buzz. The kid Herbert from Oregon and I think Drew Locke from Missouri is another one. I haven't been overly impressed with any of these guys. I think they can throw the ball, but we'll see what they can do moving forward. I don't think you have to do it right now, Mike, but if you don't and Brady leaves, you know, you'd have to be content to get one of these veterans to sort of just be a bridge guy for
no,
you.
No, they don't need a quarterback. No. Take your time. You got plenty of time. Brady's going to play another 5 years. No, all good.
You misunderstood.
No.
If you don't like one of these guys, let's say you don't like the three guys that are going to be the top three quarterbacks chosen.
It's stupid to take a guy.
Don't just take one and say,
right.
Well, he's the best guy there. And
agreed.
I'm gonna take him. You know, if you want to just pick one up in the third round and see if you can catch Garoppolo lightning in a bottle again, sure.
Go ahead, man.
No, you don't need a quarterback to win. That's stupid.
Here's Liam in Vermont. Go ahead, Liam.
Yeah, I have a question about McDaniels for you guys. I mean, you know, I don't know what happened behind the scenes. You guys might know more, but clearly, you know, he's back for another year. You know, we're talking about a rebuild and possibly Gronk leaving and other factors going on here. What are you guys' thoughts on him? Is he going to Green Bay or is he taking another head coach?
Yeah, well, let me ask Paul. How come he's being brought up in these rumors? I mean,
he said that he hasn't closed the door on being a head coach.
Why?
Why did he turn down Indianapolis would be the question, and I don't have the answer to that.
Okay, but and also he's – see, I always took the thing I'm still not ruling out being a head coach elsewhere – he's playing lip service to the fact that he's the next guy here and they're worried about Rooney rules or, you know, things of this nature. And they're just, you know, they're just playing the game, but he's the next guy.
You could be right. I'm still going to be stunned, not just surprised if Bill leaves. I still see a guy who looks exactly the way he has always looked, takes everything exactly in the same manner. You know how consistent he is.
Yeah.
He looks like the same guy, Mike. He doesn't look like a guy who is playing out the string and ready to call it quits. I don't think he's going anywhere. Now, some people disagree with me. I would be stunned if he is in the next year or two gone. I think he still loves it.
So when you say he still looks like the same guy, you mean at the podium, like just the way
everything.
He's acting?
Like on the practice field, training camp, mini camp, OTAs.
How about the way the team's playing?
I think they,
like special teams.
Yeah, I don't think the roster is great right now. I think that's the biggest problem. If you want to put that on him because he's the GM too, that's fair.
Aren't the special teamers roughly the same?
What about covering kicks?
They've changed it. I've been a little surprised covering kicks as to why
they keep kicking.
They continue to bang their head against the wall. It's almost like I think that he's looking at it and saying, it's killing me. I cannot just give up that 25 yards. Like they added that 5 yards and I'm not going to just give it to teams. I'm going to make them earn it. And he's being a little stubborn. Now, we have seen that in the past. But I also think he looks at it as what happens late in the year when maybe I can't just rely on the booming kick out of the back of the end zone when the weather turns and maybe the wind prevents that. I need to be able to cover these things. And if we don't get better at it, it's going to hurt us when it counts.
Okay, here's one. I'll leave this up to the group. Mike in Atlanta says, I'm not kidding, NFL never released PSI of the footballs after the flick.
Oh, God.
Who cares? Get over it.
Don't take this call.
You have 18 minutes. You can take that call.
I want it. Because you know me.
This is like training camp special teams.
I love
it. Do that on your own time.
Go ahead, Mike.
I'm changing my take.
It's too bad.
So when you look at the part of the schedule that Gronk's missed, I mean, they blew it in Tennessee, but it was definitely a softer part of the schedule. Do you think maybe they were managing his snaps so that he'd be here for what I think is the hardest stretch of their schedule? Home versus the Bikes, road Miami, road Pittsburgh.
Hold on, Mike. Well, let me just stop you. Paul, do you think that was management?
I think he's hurt. I think he was hurt. I think the ankle was a problem, and I think the back sort of was an irritant. But I think the ankle thing that he popped up on the injury report with several weeks ago, I think, has been significant. I don't think they just sit him out.
There's a whole thing about it doesn't behoove him to sit. I think he played a couple of games he probably shouldn't have played.
He's got money on the line for him.
Right.
And unless they, unbeknownst to any of us, have made some sort of arrangement saying, don't worry about that, let's keep you healthy, we'll get you that money, you know, whatever, which I highly doubt. I just don't think it suits Gronkowski's purpose to say, yeah, I could probably go today, but I'm gonna hold off. I'm going to protect myself. I don't see that happening.
617-779-0985. We have some leftover basketball thoughts. Just let me get to one because this is another good one. Offense is too high in the NBA. There's too much scoring. The three ball is taken over to the detriment of the game. Eric on the road has an idea to solve this. Go ahead, Eric.
Hi there, guys. Happy Thanksgiving. You know, to get those guys in the paint back in the game, because, you know, the data on those three-point attempts is what's killing the game. So if we goaltended only the three-pointers, it would change the whole interior. You'd have to play interior basketball again to compete.
Okay, allowing goaltending on three-point shots.
I hate it. Might be the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
We just get 2 7-footers and stand them right under the rim.
No,
would never be another made three-pointer. Right. Why would you ever take anybody away from the basket to not prevent that from going in?
Right, just take one step out of the lane, put your foot right on that block, and as soon as the ball goes up, you get Porzingis in there to swat that mother right into the loge. That's what you do. Swat it right into the loge. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
But thank you for the call. We appreciate it. We don't mean to yell at you.
But we appreciate the phone call, and happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
All right. We got a long commercial free segment is next on a getaway agenda free Dave's. We'll have Paul requests one high school call. So we'll play that coming up next as well with your wonderful call. So don't go anywhere.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink. Plus, they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help. HelplineMA.org.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Felger and Mass.
Wow.
98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right, Paul Perlow's the request for the high school calls coming up here in a minute, but we'll take a few of your wonderful phone calls before we get there. And again, we'll reset some of the Celtic stuff as well at the 5 o'clock hour. We were hitting on comments by Mike Gorman this morning on Toucher and Rich, in which he thinks not only is Gordon Hayward not the same player, he's learning to play below the rim, but that he'll never be the same player.
Ooh.
It's really
I didn't hear that.
Eye-opening comment by Mike Gorman, which we will get to here coming up in just a little bit. But a few phone calls here for Paul Perlow on his way out the door. Bob and Marlboro. Go ahead, Bobby.
Hi, Mike. This is Bob. Hey, I was just wondering, you said Brady didn't invest himself in the whole season, and I was just, my opinion of that is that Belichick started it all off with the Super Bowl, then he didn't invest himself in letting Amendola go, Lewis left, the tackle left, Cook left. Now, if you're in Brady's shoes, How would you start off the season thinking about where my master went, the guy that was supposed to be the leader, the guy that takes all wins? Would you have a little negativity?
Okay, Bob, I'm going to cut you off. Thank you for the call. Just I get the point. Is Brady's lack of full buy-in like he has in the past a result of Belichick's actions?
Yes.
I mean, I think there's some validity. Not necessarily the Butler part and the personnel.
I mean, how about taking away his trainer? That was a big one.
Yes.
That to me is what this is about.
Yeah. I mean, I think the answer to that question is yes, but that also doesn't make it right. So, like, is Brady pissed? No. Sure. Yeah, he's still. What about the other? You know, what about the other 52 guys on the roster?
Right, and he's been pissed.
Screw them.
And he's been pissed a lot of times over the years. And Mike remembers some of these personnel decisions from the past, where you know
he was.
Remember when Lawyer Malloy got released?
Starting with Lawyer Malloy,
right? Remember how upset he was then. Logan Mankins was another example. He was really pissed with the whole David Givens, Deion Branch year, but he always found a way to work around it and continue to work just like he always did. This time, I think the difference is it had nothing to do with the other stuff. I think he was pissed about the other stuff, but to me, it was about Guerrero and his lack of access and making life more difficult for him to do what he needed to do.
Look, the owner gave him leverage. The owner gave the quarterback leverage, and he's using it now.
We're going right back to the Palace queue, aren't we? You're welcome, Paul. No problem. Yeah. Here's Dan in Rhode Island.
7 minutes.
What do you got, Dan?
I'm going to try to be succinct. Now, I'm going to try to explain to Paul succinctly what he doesn't seem to understand, all right?
Okay.
It doesn't, all right, if Brady is gone, okay, well, here's the point. If Garoppolo's here, okay, maybe there's 5-5, but that's not the point. The point is they would be building towards something, a 3.0. They would have a bevy of number one picks. There would be a future. Brandon Cooks would probably be here still. They'd be a vertical passing team. That's the point. I don't care about 1 year or 2 years of 7-9. They would be building towards a future. And frankly, the only person that accounts who cares about the quarterback and believes in him is Belichick, which he did. And if you guys are going to be the first ones pissing and moaning in 2 years when they're 6-10,
us, we wanted them to keep Garoppolo.
Exactly, right.
What are you talking about, us?
I won't be pissing.
Not me.
I'll promise you that.
No. And the other thing is, who needs 2 years? I'm pissing and moaning now about Garoppolo.
I will never, ever regret holding on to Brady a year or two too long. You'll never hear that out of my mouth.
I'm with you on that, Paul.
Like, when you have the greatest player who's ever played the game at that position and you decide to make a mistake on the side of letting him play a little longer, I will never criticize Robert Kraft. Well, I'll never criticize Robert Kraft anyway. But I'll never criticize Bill Belichick or any member of the Patriots organization for holding on to Brady longer than they should have, ever.
And
you'll never hear me complain about that.
And I said that from day one. I would have kept Garoppolo, but I understand them erring on that side of it. For it all to work, though, is that Brady can't be one and done. And he's got to be committed at the same level to make me feel good about that.
I understand
that.
What you're saying.
You know, and so that remains my big frustration, that he sort of backslid in terms of his maniacal commitment to the game, and I want him at the exact same level.
They should have kept Garoppolo. I can't believe you guys are getting so sentimental about Brady, like sentimentality, like we're living in the 80s now.
So hold on. All right, Bob and Easton, I only have a minute, so you got to be succinct, but do you believe, honestly, have you heard, picking up cans on the side of Route 1, that Bill Belichick's going to be the next coach of the Cleveland Browns? Have you heard this?
Listen, Felga, it's amazing that you haven't seen all the signs. It's funny, you guys have actually left some clues. The fact that Garoppolo is gone, okay, and Baker Mayfield is a guy who Belichick really wanted. There's a few things. Ferrello could probably confirm this. You know, Gronk and Brady are two guys, and they're not going anywhere. The more that Josh McDaniels is allotted this guy who's going to be the next Cleveland or Green Bay coach, the more I know Belichick's gone. Perillo, what else? Didn't Belichick do this when he was at the Jets before he gave the napkin and said he resigns? He's always going to have that stoic face and not show. He's not going to show his hand. I'm telling you, Belichick, he's going to walk away. He's going to go to Cleveland. And this is how he's going to end it. He's going to take care of business. That team is set up.
How is he going to do that?
They're set up.
How does he do
that? Say that again?
How does he do that? How does he pull that off? How does he get out of his contract?
It's just like you guys were talking about earlier. Wink, wink, nod, nod. There's something arranged there. Josh McDaniels, on the night, leaving the altar again, with the Colts, That speaks volumes.
I'm with you, Bob, and so that's all I can give you.
What if the Patriots cut a deal with the Browns?
No, so Bob is basically saying, and again, I don't pretend to have the inside information on this, but Bob is saying that Robert Kraft has an agreement with Bill. You stay here another year,
and I'll let you go.
I'll let you go, and Josh will take over. That's what you guys are saying.
Well, no, that's what. Well,
because that would make more sense to me with Belichick, because he just does not look like a guy who is ready to ride off into lacrosse sunset and not coach anymore. He looks like a guy who wants to continue to coach. So if that's the arrangement, I just don't see how Robert Kraft would want Bill Belichick back with such an agreement in place. That doesn't make any sense to me. It's basically, I'm going to have a lame duck guy whose interest isn't necessarily ours. Why would he want that? Wasn't that the whole thing that he bristled against with Bill Parcells?
Well, that he trusts him to give me 1 year, you know.
But would you do that?
In good faith. No, but I think Robert is, Robert, he tries to make everyone happy.
Yes. Right?
So he tries to have these compromises and serve all these different things, and that's usually when you get yourself in trouble, but that is how Robert operates. So he's trying to split the baby there. And look, don't lump me in with Bob and Easton. I don't think Bill's coaching the Browns next year. I don't think, if you ask me my opinion, I don't think Robert will let him coach anywhere.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think there's any agreement. Any way he could leave here.
And as you just mentioned Parcells, the Crafts are still scarred by the criticism that they let Parcells walk out the door.
Yes.
They ain't going to let Belichick do it. They aren't going to let Brady play for another team. And they're going to err on the side of going too long with those guys. Now, is it smart or not? I don't know, but I think that psychologically that's how they approach it. They're not going to let those guys play out the string for another team. It's going to be here if they're going to play out the string. Let's give Paulie a high school sports call, a high school football game call to get you ready for your games tomorrow or tonight. If you don't like the cold weather, again, I don't know what school, what year, but this is one we played every single year here. It happens to be Paul Perillo's favorite, I think.
It's up there. They're all my favorites. They're like my kids. I can't choose.
Call me crazy. I think this is in Texas or the South somewhere, but
what could possibly give you that idea?
Go ahead.
And let's see what Batesville can do here. Wind's going to milk everything that they can. They're not going to have to snap the ball till inside of a minute. Let's see what the defense can do. Handoff goes to the left. Ball's on the ground. Batesville's going to pick it up. He could go. Go, Matthew. Go, Matthew, go. Oh, Matthew's going to go.
He's going to
score. Touchdown, Matthew Showalter. Touchdown, Matthew Showalter. Touchdown, Matthew Showalter. Wow. Oh, my gosh. Woo-hoo-hoo.
And there ain't no flag.
No penalty flags on the play. Matthew Showalter with the scoop and score goes 97. That was Showalter, baby.
Yeah, baby. The president right now.
Matthew Showalter, 97 yards on the scoop and score, goes for 7 or 6. Pioneers lead it by 3.
Call me crazy. At the Newhouse School of Broadcasting in Syracuse, one of the things they don't teach is, and there ain't no flags.
And there ain't no flag.
WGBR, Goober Television.
That's our Jim Murray calling the next Patriots game.
Go, Sony, go, Sony, go. Sony Michelle. And there ain't no flag.
That should be a bumper sticker.
We still haven't played what has rapidly become my favorite.
Well, I've saved two for you for the 5 o'clock hour, Maz. You got Abington Rockland, Nuts and Bolts, We Got Screwed.
Uh-huh. Always a great one.
And the guy,
Bright Waters.
The guy in the booth at FAU who threatens to fight the entire press box.
The Indy Heart of FAU. I'll fight you all.
All right. Paul, thanks for coming in. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours.
You as well. Thanks, okay.
Pally. Little temperance tomorrow, okay, pal? Just watch yourself.
You know, I made it
so wrong.
I made it unscathed through the Dunkin' Donuts read, and that's what I got.
A little parting shot.
Okay, yeah. All right. We'll see you next Wednesday, Paul. Right. Here comes a 90-second update. Big Jim Murray, no commercials, and we're back for a final agenda-free hour and a few more high school calls to get you ready for your Thanksgiving Day games. Don't go anywhere.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.